Lori Mannion is superintendent of schools for the Rib Lake School District. Basically, we usually talk with Lori about the school board meetings, but we're going to talk about Lori today. Now, I'm sure we talked when you came to the Rib Lake area about, things that you've done in the past. So let's revisit that a little bit. Where were you born, raised, and go to school, Lori?
I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lived there for 12 years in the Oakdale area, just east of the cities. And then my dad transferred jobs, and we ended up in Oregon, Wisconsin, and went to school there, graduated down there, and played several sports while I was there. Always was going to UW lacrosse because I knew I could get a good education there and also play some sports. So I tried my hand at volleyball and a year of basketball, and then ended up 4 years of running track for Gary Wilson down there, and had a great experience and came out with a degree, and I majored in math and computer science, and got my secondary education degree as well. And then family situation, I ended up back in the Madison area, worked for Department of Transportation for 3 years. I was a management information specialist there, and enjoyed working with a bunch of people down there, ran quite a bit, ended up running the Boston Marathon while I was working there, just strongly supported by other runners. And always had a heart for going to Alaska. When I was doing my student teaching in lacrosse, I had asked to do my student teaching up in Alaska, and they laughed at me and put me in Onalaska, Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
So,
right back over near lacrosse.
Yep, not very far up. So then ended up packing my Bronco 2 and my canoe and my golden retriever, and my coach had given me a 30-30 rifle, so had that and a tent, and took about a month to get up to Alaska, and didn't have any place to live when I first got up there. I had a job, but hadn't found any place to live, so ended up in a tent for weeks at the beginning of the school year, one of the board members came and found me at the campground and said, "It's time we got you in somewhere." He was also a realtor, so I ended up in a cabin, and it was 22 years of a great experience.
Oh, you stayed 22 years in Alaska.
Yep, I fell in love with it.
So, what did you teach? Where did you teach?
So my teaching was in on the Kenai Peninsula. And so that district is right south of Anchorage. It's a huge district, 42 different schools, with over the water schools, in the mountain schools. There was a minimum of 10 kids in order to keep the school doors open. So we definitely had some in Cooper Landing that bordered on that. We had Russian Orthodox schools, and you might think that the native population was pretty high there, but it wasn't. It was more of a Russian influence on the Kenai. And so our population of natives there were probably about 20%. So I taught in Nikiski, Alaska. It was on the road system, and I was there teaching for 9 years. I took a leave of absence during that time and went out to the bush. So I taught in the Bering Strait School District. And so I was in Elam, Alaska, and right on the Iditarod. So there was all kinds of stories with that. And came back. I had gone to University of Southern Mississippi my first couple years and got my master's degree in administration. So after about 10 years of playing with coaching and teaching, I ended up as an assistant principal in the Kenai Middle School for 2 years, and then was offered a position out in my Nikiski area where my kids ended up coming to elementary school. And so I was a elementary principal for 10 years, and I was an elementary principal for 8 years, and ended up doing 2 years at district office, where I was professional development and curriculum coordinator.
We'll have more on Rib Lake School District Administrator Lori Mannion on another local news program.